Well, the figures that I've received as a result of given to me last week at the HSE meeting in Galway, and figures are being figures. There's a lot of information involved in this, and how it's interpreted remains open. But at the same time, it's shown 2017 there were 97 stress related. Some people gone off with 97 with stress related symptoms, and it's shown that this year, to date, it's 58. But the total of last year was 32 with depression, 72 with anxiety, giving a total for the year of 201, and under the same headings. While there's a reduction in people who have sick with depression, the total is 118, which taken over a 12-month period would be an increase on 2017. Now, these are people, these are employees who are working, and what we're trying to establish here is just how much they're actually, the working environment, the stressful environment that they're working in, because they're excellent staff doing an excellent job under very difficult conditions, and I think the figures would indicate that the job becomes more and more stressful.
And while there are management programs for stress in place by the HSE, you're calling on them to take a more proactive approach, incorporating preventative measures.
Yeah, the answer is very substantive. It's a very substantive issue, and they have highlighted the number and the different on the National HSE Workplace Stress Campaign that they do, and under the different headings. And they have the Work Positive Critical Incident, Work Positive attitude there as well. But that all these things are helpful and necessary, and indeed I'm sure that's the best that can be done on the present circumstances. But the question has to be asked, is it good enough if people who are reporting with these conditions because of work-related stress are then reporting back again to work under the same conditions? You know, I think the bottom thing is here that the working conditions has to change, because I feel that the figures are indicative of the stress that the staff are working under, and I think anybody looking in from the outside can easily see that. But it's a very, very stressful occupation to be involved in the health service at the present time.